Hey guys, welcome back. It looks like our intro actually can like phase out now. I am Tyler and
I'm Ashley
with Side Note. I feel like we haven't like recorded in so long because we did those episodes like back to back. So I feel like it's like learning how to do everything all over again.
I know it was we were not recording last week and it was just like, we were on a vacation or something. I don't know. It was weird. Really weird.
I mean, technically I was, because we can talk about this now on the podcast. Jake and I bought a house. So it was, I was on vacation to move.
That's so tight. I can't wait to come see it in October.
I know. I feel like, you know, that's next month.
Yeah, it is.
That's what's even more wild, is that's literally a month away. And I have my birthday, so I am officially in my last year of my 20s.
Oh my god. You know what? I almost did, but I got really nervous. So, just this past week. Well, just this past week, probably like, when was it, Monday? Or no. Doesn't matter what day it was. We went to go see Newfound Glory in Tempe, Arizona. Me and my friend Rachel. So, we originally got these tickets in 2019, but then obviously things got canceled and we weren't able to see them until now. So we got the VIP tickets, and with the VIP, it was supposed to be a meet and greet with like a little pizza party. So you were supposed to be in this little area with the band and they're just like mingling around, just like they're part of your everyday life. But it was a little different, but anywho, there was only like maybe 40 to 50 people in this whole entire place. Like, it was such a small little group. And they were doing three acoustic sets that they weren't going to play during their actual set. And they were doing, like, little Q&As, and people would just ask them questions, and we were just, like, chit-chatting. And I really, really got so nervous, but I really wanted to be like, hey, if I record you, can you say happy birthday to my friend Jovanda? And I kept telling Rachel, I was like, I really want to do a shout out, but I got too nervous and I just couldn't ask them.
Did you ask any questions?
No, I wasn't prepared for a Q&A. People were like asking the normal, like,
oh, bitch.
Like, what's your favorite song of the new album? Or like, where's your favorite country to play? And I don't know. I just got really nervous. But I did ask Chad for a pick, like a guitar pick. I was like, hey, like, can I have a guitar pick? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And he just like reached in his pocket. And he starts pulling out all this change. And he's like, here you go. And he gave me, I gave it to Rachel because Rachel's the one that actually really wanted it. She just didn't want to ask. So I got it. I was just like, oh my God, that is so cool. But I really should have recorded a video.
So you had two nervous Nellies.
Yep.
You had two people who are super nervous doing this. That's always the best, though. I feel like those meet and greet stuff, that's like a lot more fun because it's more personal.
It was really like it was really nice because with the way the set was, it was just like you're watching. Remember how back in the day when everybody was in a band, you would go to band practice? That's literally what it was like. You were just like watching a band have band practice while you guys talked. But I was not talking. I was just kind of standing there.
That's not.
But you know what I mean. Like, it was cool. But yeah, I really almost did it. But I was like, I can't do it. I'm so nervous. I can't ask.
You were close. You were almost there. I mean, I made a cool TikTok for my birthday. So.
Oh my god, you're so cute, and I recorded it.
I was hilarious. I was wondering because I like woke up and I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I was like, oh, Ashley was out here recording shit.
It was cute. You were having a good time. You're excited to be 29.
Yeah. 29. I think that's from that show New Girl. Like, I'm pretty sure like that little voice memo thing is from New Girl.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm not 100, but I'm almost positive.
I've been told to watch this show. I don't even know what it's about.
So have I. I heard that it's like really funny.
I heard
like
it was
everyone
too.
Says it's a really good show. Like, I feel like it's definitely way more up your alley than me. But like, I'll give it a whirl. as I say this, I just restarted, what do you call it? Gotham for the like third time, because I had watched it last time and then all of my shows came back and I had stopped watching it. So now, I'm sorry, someone just called my work phone from Norwalk, California, wherever the hell Norwalk. That is.
I'm about to Google that. What the fuck
but
is
I had Norwalk? Stopped watching it. Yeah, that's I know. That's where I'm like, where is that? But I had stopped watching it, and then I started up again because the one girl from Teen Wolf joined, so I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it, but I didn't want to, like, pick up where I left off. I went to, like, really start it, and then I forgot why I stopped watching it. So the other day, I was like, I'm going to really get into it and watch it, and I don't know why I keep what happens for me to stop watching it, because it's really good. Like, I'm in the first season, and I'm like, I don't know why I stopped watching it. So I'll let you guys know when I end up stop watching it and why, because I feel like there's some reason that I just stopped falling, like, watching it.
I actually just rewatched iZombie because I missed, like, the last few seasons. Like, I watched the first two, and there's 5 seasons, and I'm on season 4 right now, and I haven't seen this season at all. And it's getting pretty wild. It's getting pretty wild. Oh my god, speaking of TV shows, so we did How I Met Your Mother for my birthday, which I got a free round of beer for.
Correct.
And we would have won. So we were hot. We were killing it. And so there's 6 rounds, and then after the 6 rounds, there's the final answer. And they give you the question and you answer it, and you either you bet points or you don't bet any at all. So before the final answer, because there was 12 teams, and out of all the 12 teams, we were in second place, and we fucking blew it on the last answer because we decided to bet all of our points. And because we bet all of those points, the answer was wrong. So we lost all the points, which therefore we fucking lost. But I really feel like if we just didn't bet anything, we would have won. Because we were, I mean, not won, but like we would have been in second place. And the first 3 places get a prize. And I think second place was like you get a free item of clothing or something, like a hat or a t-shirt. Which is tight because I love free apparel.
Oh, you came in. That's. You still came in second. That's.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a big
we
deal.
Did so good.
To me, at least.
Kevin and his friend. And like, we were really, really killing it. Like, we were doing such a good job with these answers. And. But, you know.
Because, like, we did a Harry Potter trivia and we came in second. But it was because they had some. One of the questions was like, how much did the movies gross in 20, I think it was like 2016. And I was like, does that include the Fantastic Beasts series? Is it just the Harry Potter series? And I'm like, how much did it gross then? Like the movies had already been out and like done at this point. So how much did it gross at that point? Like, who knows? Like it obviously keeps making more money over the years and as new generations find it. So we were just guessing at that and our guess was wrong. So like there were some questions where I was like, this is rude. Like catch me on these book questions. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think trivia is really fun. I did want to tell you, so do you remember when I told you about the White Claw Blood Orange?
Oh, yeah.
Sturges. I got them.
So on a scale of 1 to 10.
And I think you'll love them. I know you're not a White Claw. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it like an 8.5.
Wow.
Because at first, that's like fine. Your first drink, it's a little much. The only thing I will say, though, is they are definitely a surge. Like, you should probably have, like, 1. Maybe 2 if you're being wild. Because they're, like, 8.5 and they creep up on you. Like, they're very serious.
I've had the Truly Extremes back when, and they're also 8%. But they only have 2 flavors. They have, like, a peach and a blackberry. And I'm usually a peach girl, but the peach one...
These only have two flavors.
No, wait, no, there's more. They have more, don't they?
No, of the White Claw Surge, there's only two flavors that I saw. I think it was like raspberry and blood orange. I mean, they might have more. I've only seen the two flavors.
I'm Googling it because I'm sure. Oh my freaking God. Stupid freaking internet. I don't know why, but our internet has been so bad lately. Oh my God. Sorry, side note. Really? Going back to, since I didn't get to tell about this experience, so when we went to go see the Jonas Brothers, it was... First off,
oh yeah, you have to tell them you did. Oh my God. You did go see them.
I did go see them. I know I talk a lot of shit, but that day, if anybody remembers when we were on the pod and we were talking about pricing, I could not pass up those $23 lawn tickets. I'm like, I fucking can't do this. Like, I have to go. I have to go. So I pulled through, or this girl pulled through at work because I was supposed to work that day, but she ended up switching with me. But anyway, so when we pull up, the security going in to the venue was absolute chaos. So luckily we got there early, but when we got there, I wasn't aware, because usually when I go to shows, they're usually small. Like, I'm not used to like going to this like big fucking venue of, you know, the Jonas Brothers, who were like huge. So we walk up to the venue and they're like, first they stop us with our bags. They're like, you can't have those bags. You've got to be plastic, or not, got to be clear. We're like, God damn it. So we had to go back to the car.
Oh yeah.
Put shit on our pockets. And then we go back and we're going through the metal detectors. And this guy had a mental breakdown. He's like, you can't have that. You can't have that. And I'm like, what? Cause my belt had a chain on it and he was having a fit. Like, you can't bring that in here. Like, okay. Like, you just tell me now. Like, you don't have to have a fucking breakdown. So I told Maria,
I'm going
to
interrupt you real quick. This is why you and I are so different, because I always read when I get my tickets, like the stadium or the venue's rules.
No, that's the thing. We did. They did not have that. They didn't have that on there, because even Maria said they didn't have that. And so that really,
that's weird, because that's where I was like, I always read that.
To be fair, I did this time, and they didn't say anything about fucking chains on your belt or goddamn plastic, or not, I keep saying plastic, clear bags. But anyway, so I'm like, all right, he's like, the lady that was checking items, she said, oh, around the corner, there's lockers for $5. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to get a locker for $5, because I'm not walking my ass back to that motherfucking car just to come back. Like, I will spend the $5. So I come back and I meet up with Maria and Natalie. And I look, and because Nana went with us, and I was like, where's Nana? She's like, oh, she's in there already. She's waiting. And I'm like, I have her ticket. How did she get in? So I guess when he was yelling at my belt, she walked in and nobody stopped her. I'm like, probably because they thought you were bringing a child or something. Like, they didn't know her grown-ass granddaughter was bringing her. But I'm like, damn, like, she straight up just walked in. And then the security was like, in the actual venue, nobody gave, like, they didn't check your tickets or anything. So we literally probably could have sat anywhere. But I thought it was really funny, because there was this, like, 10-year-old, I don't know how old she was. She was, like, 10 or 13. She's like, a young girl. And I'm getting hyped. Like, my energy level is like a 12. And Nick is doing his drum solo. And I'm like, okay, Nick, okay. Like, I'm hyping up my boy, you know, like, he's doing a great job playing the drums and I'm excited. And this hoe turns around and like literally gives me this look. Like, she looks me in my soul. And I'm like, I belong here. Like, you don't. I didn't say that to her, but I was just like, I fucking belong here. Like, you don't even know who they are. I was so mad. But overall, it was really fun.
You're about to take out a fucking 12-year-old.
It was just like the point. Like, I'm getting excited, and she's just like the way she turned around and looked at me. Like, am I not allowed to hype up my boy? Like, what's going on? So going back to the
surgery. Apparently not. Not to that 12-year-old.
There's lime, blood orange, blackberry, cranberry. I don't see a raspberry.
I feel like I feel, okay, maybe I.
Maybe there is a raspberry.
Maybe it was the cranberry I saw and I thought was raw. No, it might have been the cranberry I saw and just was like, oh, that. I feel like I'd like the lime a lot because I love like lime alcohol.
I think I would too. All the time. Because if it's like the seltzers, I do like the lemon or the lime just because it is like, you know what? I mean, it's essentially refreshing. Like sparkling water. Yeah. And it is good.
Yeah. I have to tell this story because it's absolutely ridiculous. And it kind of goes with drinking alcohol. So we went out to the brewery. We went out to the breweries on Saturday for my birthday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like to just celebrate. Obviously my birthday was Thursday, but like we went out with a group of friends. So I knew when it ended up being like towards the end of the night, Dave, Jake, and I had said, I was like, we should go get food because I'm like, I know I'm going to be hungover if I don't eat more. Mm-hmm. We ended up not getting food. So lo and behold, and I don't know if this is like for you, if I go somewhere and I'm staying in a hotel, I have a hard time sleeping. Or even if I go over like a lot of people's houses, I can't sleep.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. It's just like, I can't sleep. I have to be in my own house. So, of course, I don't sleep. Like, I'm up half the night. I'm, like, tossing and turning and just, like, I can't sleep. So, we get up and at first I wake up and I'm like, all right, I'm not that bad. And then, like, I sit up and I start moving around to, like, get ready to wake Jake up so we could go home. And I'm like, I'm hungover. And I'm like, I'm going to die. So, I'm like, I need to eat. So, we go to Dunkin' Donuts. Because, well, first we go to McDonald's because Jake wanted to get McDonald's. I was like, I'll get Dunkin' Donuts, you get McDonald's. Well, I thought he was going to get Dunkin' Donuts, but he was like, I'm going to stop at Dunkin' McDonald's. And I was like, go ahead. I was like, just hurry up. Because, like, I was like, I could tell if I don't eat soon, I was going to be sick. Like, I was like, I need to eat. Like, something needs to go in my stomach now.
Mm-hmm.
So the McDonald's had this long line. And he's like, I'm just going to go inside. First of all, let me tell you what this man does. It's raining and he goes to go inside and leaves my car door open. And I'm like, my car?
Why would he leave it open?
Why did you think you were just going to run inside with my whole car? That's what I said. That's what I said. You try to get me kidnapped? I'm in the passenger seat. My car is like, someone's going to just drive off with me. So then he comes back out and he's like, due to like them being short staffed, like they can't have anyone inside. So I was like, that makes sense, but like, that sucks. Okay. So we'll get Duncan.
What is short line for Duncan,
and it's a little bit of a long line, but I guess they, because they don't have enough people to like watch if people are like coming in and out and all, they can't like, they're only manning the drive through, that makes sense. Like I get that. And that's safe for them. That makes sense. So then we get to the drive through for Duncan and it's a little bit of a line. So we're in it. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my everything bagel. It's going to be toasted. It's going to be great. I'm going to get some orange juice. Like, I have a whole plan. Like, I'm going to beat this hangover at before it's, like, a full hangover. And we pull up to the window. And she's like, give me a moment. And we're like, okay. And it says, due to them being short staffed and only having two people, they can't make any hot food.
That's kind of some bullshit.
I was so upset. Like, God.
I don't know about you, but like, we've both worked in food and we've been like hella short staffed before, but it's like, I don't remember ever being like, you know what? We are not going to be able to do this. Like, we just handle it.
I never worked in fast food, like a drive through fast food. But yeah, I've never had to, like, it was always just like, you're going to do what you got to do. So yeah.
Weird.
So we ended up getting Burger King.
It's good. Burger King breakfast is good.
And I was super car sick. Yeah, but I was super car sick on the way home. So
how far of a drive is it?
I ended up being really tired. I took a nap. An hour from our new house. So I mean, that wasn't still bad. A hard drive, like, when you're hungover. Shorter than what it used to be from our other house, but yeah. So I, like, we got home, I laid down, and then we had his cousin's housewarming party. So I feel like as soon as I laid down, I was like actually like asleep. Jake was like, "Are you ready to go? Did you still want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah." And we got there, and I was like, "Okay." Like, I thought that I had slept it off enough, and that in fact was a lie. That was a lie. Because, like, I ate a little bit and I was feeling good. And then I was sitting there and I was like, oh, I can feel where I'm like, I'm, my headache's coming back. So I was like, yeah, Jake, we gotta go. Like, we gotta go home. And so then I was like asleep for the rest of the day. And I was like, well, I had a good birthday, so that's fine. But
I had to drive back hungover by myself for 3.5 hours after we saw Newfound Glory. So it was, my goal was like, oh, I'm only gonna have 2 beers. But, like, when you got there, you paid with an app. Like, you just go, and then you give them this number, and it's, like, kind of like a tab, but you're just using this the app, I guess, whatever. And you can close out for your app, so you don't have to actually go up to the thing. And it was just so easy. Like, I bought a round, and then, like, she would buy a round, and, like, we just kept going back and forth. And before you know it, like, I was fucked up. And then I woke up. I wasn't, like, as hungover as I could, like, as I have been, but, like, dude, my fucking head hurt and I was nauseous, and, like you said, I needed to eat, so I went to Whataburger and I got, like, I just got a cheeseburger, but I didn't eat it until, like, maybe 20 minutes into the drive, and I'm like, all right, like, I'm gonna try to eat this and I think I'll feel better. I took literally a few bites and I pulled over and I was like, I threw up. I could not handle it. That was the worst. That was the worst drive. And the drive to Tempe is literally, it's nothing but fucking desert, and it's flat. Like, it's not like San Diego. It's literally like a flat 3.5 freaking hour drive of nothing. It's so boring. It's the worst.
Yeah,
I'm not recommending doing that again.
Also, I wanted to say this at the beginning of the episode, but today is 3 years since Mac Miller passed. So that was a little, if everyone's not listening to Mac Miller today, you should, and you should every day. But that was just, you know.
Oh, I saw your little.
But I had to also, yeah, I posted on my story because, you know, I've been listening to him all day. Actually, I listen to him all the time. When we did, in our earlier episodes, I think it was like our second or third episode where we did our whole music, and I said he was like my number two. He literally has always been in mind, like, the past, I think, like, 5 years of where, like, I consistently just listen to him. So, babe. But I did something that you are going to be very shocked at.
Oh.
So, in my hungoverness on Sunday, I really, when I woke up from being hungover and being good, I was like, I want to make my Texas toast. Like, I have garlic bread in the freezer. I was like, I'm going to make Texas toast, which I also just thought about. By the time we're done reporting, I still have ice cream cake, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to eat a slice of that.
Anyways, oh, hell yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to make this Texas toast. However, I did not feel like making it on the oven. So I was like, I'll just throw it in the microwave. You are not supposed to microwave Texas toast.
Why?
And I may or may not have, it says it on the box. It actually says, like, do not microwave. I'm not 100% sure why. I did find out why, though. You should not. Because it burns.
Oh, what?
And
I thought you were going to be like, oh, it just gets soggy. Because it's frozen. So
no, like, oh. No, my guy.
Wow.
I assumed it would get soggy. Like, I was like, oh, it's just going to be, like, a little bit soggy in garlic, but, like, fine. No. So I may or may not have also been, like, watching TikToks hungover sitting there. But all of a sudden I was like, that smells not good. And I opened it and it was, like, smoke. And I'm really shocked I did not set our fire alarms off in the new house.
Do they work?
But I had to, like, air out the house. Yeah, they work. We tested them and everything when the guy was here. They work. I just think I was quick enough to air it out that it didn't hit where our fire alarms are. But yeah, so my house smelled like burnt Texas toast for like 2 days. Jake came up from the basement because his game it. No, it's not good because it was burnt. Like, burnt.
Mm.
So Jake came up and he's like, what the hell is that smell? It's making me sick. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Wasn't the plan. I really wanted Texas toast. So, right.
We have a toaster oven?
Also on that, I have a dish.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, the one you and my sister got me.
So then why didn't you use that?
Yeah. Because I haven't unpacked that. Oh. Because that takes up a lot of kitchen space. And so okay. I'm actually buying a well, here we go into house stuff. I'm actually buying a specific little counter thing that's going to go off to the side that's going to go in so I can take that out when I want to use it and then put it back along with my air fryer, because both of those are really, really big and take up a lot of counter space. And I've now realized, especially with the house, I don't like to have a lot of stuff on my counters.
Yeah.
That should come as a surprise to you.
Just like a pain in the ass, because today I have to like go into the freaking room, pull it out of the box. We don't have a lot of.
I'll send you while we're on here. I don't have a lot of count. Like I have some. I have more counter. I feel like I have a little bit more counter space than I had before.
No, we have no.
But I still don't have a lot of counter space. Oh, yeah, I have a little bit more cover space, but I'm going to get this, and then that's where I'm going to put the toaster oven and the air fryer, and then I'm going to put my Keurig on top of it, and that's going to go over to when you come in, it's going to go in the one side of the dining room, so that way it kind of gives a little bit more space, because I have realized I don't like a lot of...
Why does that look like a baby table? Everything on
the same counter. It, well, now that you say that, it does, but it's not. It's a coffee stand.
This is for cute.
Your
are you getting the white one vision? Or the gray yeah. one? Are you getting the white?
The white. I'm getting the white.
Love it.
Because my cabinets are white.
That's cute.
I want them to match the cabinets. Yeah. So that was a big one. What else did I want to tell you? I feel like I wanted to tell you something else. And... Oh, let me tell y'all. I don't know about you guys, but whenever you are gone from work, and if you have a job and you like have emails, one of the most stressful things ever. So I have been gone from work since it was like 3 o'clock on August 26th. I came back to like 700 and something emails today.
That is nuts for you. Like... That's a lot. 700 emails? Like, what do you do? Do you literally go through all of them, or do you just, like, look at the subject and you're like, I'm going to delete this one. This one I don't have to read.
No, I have to go through all of them.
That's some shit.
I mean, I don't have to go through all of them. Like, I start at the bottom. So this is a good tip for anyone who's ever... I start at the bottom and work my way up, because you don't... For me, I don't ever want to reply to something that someone who's covering me has already taken care of. However, there are some emails that I take care of that I know someone was covering, so I don't have to review. So those ones I'm just really opening and deleting. But other emails, I'm like, oh, I probably need to follow up on this. So today was really just me opening, reviewing, and being like, okay, what do I need to follow up on when? But when I signed in this morning, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's insane that it's that many emails.
Yeah, like, that's a lot.
I was like, all right, we're starting the day strong.
That's a lot.
Is it it's our first episode of the month. That means we have to do a song of the week and a book choice, which I feel like is hard for me right now because I don't have my whole bookshelf set up. Well, I have one bookshelf set up. I put together a whole bookshelf. If you follow me on Snapchat, you guys have seen this. I did that shit by myself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm really proud. You're way better than me. Like, my ass would not have done that.
So oh, I really can't.
Cool. I love that for you.
So Jake went back to work on Monday of last week. So I had off the whole week. He had off Friday and Monday, and we moved from Friday, Saturday, and some stuff on Sunday, which is good. Taking off that time really gave me a chance to unpack stuff. There's still some stuff we have to unpack. There's still stuff we have to buy, but like it gave me a really good chance to kind of set up things. However, I got my bookshelf and obviously Jake went back to work. He's tired coming home. And I'm not going to be like, well, now you have to put this together when you get home, mm-hmm. when I'm very capable of doing it. The funny part of that is my bookshelf was a gift for my parents for my birthday. But then oddly, my mom was like, do you want that as a housewarming gift? She's like, actually, that's going to be your housewarming gift. What do you want for your birthday? And I was like, another bookshelf. I was like, another bookshelf. Like, I was like, I need another bookshelf. I was buying a second bookshelf. But like, if you're out here offering another bookshelf, like, that's great. We love that for us. My bitch ass went to IKEA to get this bookshelf. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the store and I'm like, I'm going to put this on the little cart, right? So I'm trying to wiggle it on there. And these two lovely ladies were like, do you want some help? And I'm like, sure. And like, they helped me get it on there. Well, then I take it out and I get it in my car by mm-hmm. myself. So I'm like, I'm that bitch. I got this in my car. Right. I'm like, I am that bitch. So I was trying to get it into my house. Do you want to know how much my bookshelf weighs? Can you take a guess?
60 pounds.
Higher.
Oh, damn. And you put that, you like lifted it because you got stairs like going up to into the house, like because you have a porch. Right?
Correct. It weighs 80 pounds. And no, I did not get it. I got it out of my car, got it to my steps, and realized I could not get it up my steps. So my neighbor across the way was out on his porch and he was like, hey, would you like some help? And so I met my neighbor. He was really nice. So he helped carry it in the house.
Nice.
Because I was not getting it up those steps. Yeah, I was not getting up those steps. I don't know who I thought I was, but I was not lifting that. I don't even know actually how I got it. And like, I was like, wow, I'm really proud of myself for getting those 80 pounds in there. But like,
that was really nice.
I don't know who I thought I was. Cause I was in my mind, I was like, I'm going to do this. Yeah, he was really nice. So note to self, guys, you probably will need another person. And then I looked on the box and it was like, do not lift by yourself. And I'm like, well, you know.
I mean, that's just recommended.
I was out here. I was doing things.
Yeah.
So I put that together. Yeah, it's just recommended.
That's tight.
Well, I put our coffee tables and end tables together because Jake went to bed and he had had a long day. Like, he had worked a longer day. And I was like, you know, he's like, we could put them together tomorrow. Like, we were going to do it together. I'm like, we can. And I was like, I'm sitting up. Actually, I was a little tipsy. It was on my birthday. I had these jalapeno cucumber margaritas that were fucking bomb. But they had a lot of alcohol in them. And I was like, I'm going to put our coffee tables together. I'm just saying everyone should get a little tipsy and put coffee tables together. Because I probably would have not put them together as well. Because I was like so hyper-focused on. I was like, all right, get these bolts
right. I like getting tipsy and doing things around the house. I think I've mentioned it before. Like, cleaning while tipsy is just like, it just hits a different way. So if I ever have to put a coffee table together, I'll definitely have to drink.
I think it depends the coffee table. Depends the coffee table, but yeah. Oh, also, did you see our cup lady? She made me car coasters.
Oh, I did. I saw those.
Well, I ordered them from her.
Which I didn't even know they were coasters until you said something about it. Because I got them and I'm like, I don't know what this is supposed to be, but I was going to figure it out. Like, I was just going to use it. And I was like, oh, it's a coaster. That's so cool.
Yeah, I love them.
And now I can use them. I should put them in my car.
You really should. I love mine. I put mine in my car and I'm like, ooh, I love these. They're so sparkly. That's really cute. Now I'm like, I just need to get more. I'm like, my problem is I'm like, now I need more. I'm like, I just want to get more things. I just have to get all the things.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I'm trying to behave.
I can't wait to see it in October. It's going to be so cute.
Speaking of which, we'll talk off the podcast, but let me know if you need a ride in when you fly in.
Probably.
We'll talk offline.
All right.
We'll start
rolling.
Did you see Anthony had another cookbook?
No, I don't actually have him on anything.
Wow.
But no, I didn't. So that's cute. Are you going to get it?
Yeah. Probably. I like his cookbook.
That's how I made them Brussels sprouts.
Those are probably my favorite Brussels. Oh, yeah, my French omelet. I have to shout out to Jackie and Ashley. I have to make them that next time we have brunch. Because, like, I just made, like, scrambled eggs the last time. And Jackie was like, I kind of wanted your French omelet. And I was like, oh, I got you. I got you next time.
It was really good. Like, it really was, like, it was way different. It was so good.
Thank you. Because I always stress about that. Like, I made Jake honey sriracha turkey meatballs with green beans and rice for his meal prep this week. And Walmart didn't have sriracha.
Dude, same. Ours didn't either.
At all.
Same. I had to go to
the actual... Is this a thing?
I don't know. I had to literally go because I went grocery shopping yesterday and we usually... So there we get some things at Walmart and then we get things at the grocery store because, you know, different things have different things. And yeah, they didn't fucking have it. That's so weird.
Yeah, so we typically do most of our shopping at Walmart. We just do a Walmart pickup. And then if I have to get like produce that I don't really want to get at Walmart, I'll go to Aldi's. And then things that I just tend to forget because I'm didn't put it on my list, I'll just run to Target because I love Target and Target tells me what I need. However, this week, because we had so much going on this weekend, I went shopping on Friday in the store, which this is going to sound so bougie, but like I haven't went in a grocery store and like shopped in I don't know how long. So I was like, I hate this now. Like I hate it. Like I'm like, I love being able to just like put it in, they pick it out and I come and pick it up and they put it in my car. Like it's just so much easier. The convenience is just so much easier. And I also left with like three things that were not on my list. So I'm like, that's also something like I don't do that when I'm shopping in my Walmart pickup order because I'm like, here's my list. That's what I want. Cool. Checking out. Like it was definitely. So the recipe called for that sriracha. So I'm like, shit. Well, I got the Old Bay hot sauce because Jake and I had just wanted to get it. We like putting it on stuff. Yeah. So we got that. Well, we were supposed to stop on our way home from York and get that, or on our way up to get sriracha. Like, I was like, don't let me forget to get sriracha. Well, we both forgot. So yesterday I was like, well, I'm not going out. Like, I did a charity event thing with Jackie and Ashley, and then we had got lunch afterwards, and I was like, I forgot to stop on my way home. I was like, I'm not going out. So I was like, you know what? Let's test this recipe with the Old Bay hot sauce. And I made it with Old Bay hot sauce. So it was like honey Old Bay turkey meatballs. And Jake said it's fabulous. He loves it. So I was like, all right, cool. Guess that worked out well. But it is something I could send you to send to Kevin because I think you'd like it too. And it was super simple. Well,
I made it once super a couple years ago, like during COVID times, because my coworker, he has a bee farm and he sells honey. So I bought a jar of honey from him. And I also made honey sriracha chicken. Well, I made chicken.
I made jerk shrimp and rice for me this week. And then that burrito, well, it's a quinoa bowl that I posted on Snapchat. That was really good. Like, it's super filling. So I'm like, I'm gonna roll this week. And then next week I'm going to be like, well, I'm not making anything. Who knows? I have to come up with something. Because Jake's, his second meal, because like I tried to meal prep dinner too, so that I don't have to really do much. Like it's just like, oh, we'll heat up these for the week. And then Friday we tend to like order something out. I made him a pork tenderloin and then I got, you know, those little cups of the mashed potatoes that you can heat up. You have cups of mashed potatoes to heat up because like I wasn't making a whole big thing of them. I was like, I did all of this. Like you get like one or the other. So I was not in the mood to do everything. I'm lucky he's eating green beans. Like it's a fight. I'm like, sometimes put some damn greens on your plate.
I made a little bit. So this morning because I needed to get up a little bit early and like I was so behind on like house chores.
But I literally only meal prepped half and I stopped and I'm like, I'll just do this shit later because I was fucking tired. Like, being awake during the day is really tiring. So I literally had to, I took a nap and I just woke up not that long ago. Well, I took two naps already because I woke up at 6. I'm like, I can't hang. But I half-assed my meal prep and I really got
I feel bad. What are you making?
I am going to start that home again thing at home. Or what is it? Home again? You know what I'm talking about.
Almost home. Almost yeah. home. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start that tomorrow. Yeah, so I'm almost meal prepping home. That.
I want to make their chili again. I'm thinking for fall, I'm going to do their chili because I really do like that chili.
I like the chili too, but the thing, well, this time I'm going to try it is, I don't know why the big, I like tomato, but the big whole tomatoes in that chili just really didn't do it for me. So I got the diced tomatoes. So I hope it's going to be all right. Like the consistency will be the same.
It will, because I only did the diced tomatoes.
Oh, it's still good.
I only did the whole tomatoes the first. Yeah, I only did the whole tomatoes the first time.
It's and still weird. The rest like, of I the time, I made it. The diced. Like, I don't want to eat a whole
ass. So, guys, if you guys want us to, we'll post. I don't know if we can post that. We'll post the link for Almost Home for you to get that nutrition recipe. You guys should follow them. We talked about them back in February's episode.
I'm about to make that chili. I can like post pictures. It's not like posting the ingredients or anything.
Yeah, that's fair. You can post that. And then you can put, yeah, you should post the picture of it and then see if you can do like a swipe up to Almost Home.
Cause like I really did like
or, like,
it.
Or like tag them.
I got that same one you did. I mean, I eat meat, but I got the vegetarian one. And I didn't hate it.
Well, I have really all of it. I have all of the recipes and stuff now.
I had the app.
Because I have the whole app.
I literally never opened it ever in my life. So then I ended up canceling it. But I did have it for like a couple months. Yeah.
Oh,
because
I had Peloton. It all the time. And it's
like, I don't know why I have all these different fucking exercise apps. My fat ass isn't using it. I'm just like wasting money. So I canceled it.
Oh no, I have them all the time. Like I use his. I have his and I have the what's her name? The one I send you, Grant Gustin's wife, Dare to Be Active. I have both of theirs and I use them all the time. I mean, I haven't the past 2 weeks, so I'm actually getting back into my workouts again, but I'm excited to do that.
Dare to Be Active. Yeah, I got some.
I like her workouts a lot.
Vitamins, like I got to actually take fish oils. Like I can feel every day, like my joints getting worse. So I'm gonna start taking some of that, some vitamins. We're really out here trying to be healthy.
Get better with our life.
That's really what it is. Like I'm just trying to like.
I think you got it.
Like, I'll try my best. And I really told myself that I wasn't going to drink until, because I'm supposed to go to Texas at the end of the month. And I was like, I'm not going to drink anything until I leave. And I don't know how I feel. I don't know.
I think you can do it if you stick to telling yourself you're not.
I can't.
I mean, because you did it when we did Almost Home.
No, I had wine every now and then.
Oh.
I failed.
Oh.
I don't have self-control.
Well, takes some time.
Especially when we did the whole, when I did it the first time, it was like January, right? And it was like kind of chilly outside. And it's just like drinking wine during, like when it's cold out, it just, is I don't know, something about it, something about the cold weather and wine, it just like works. It just works.
But that's also an excuse because then you can say there's something, there's an excuse, blah, 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 blah. That's an excuse because then you could say there's something about beer in the summertime.
There is. Like, it's just a thing. Like, okay.
I've been drinking a lot of Truly, like the iced tea Trulies. But once it gets colder, and when I say cold here, it gets like 60 degrees. But when it gets colder out, I'm probably not going to be drinking the iced tea ones as much. It's because like the iced tea ones is more, I don't know, it's refreshing, but for when it's hot. Not that it's like really doing anything because it's alcohol and you're getting dehydrated. But you know what I mean?
Sounds like some excuses to just drink. That's what we're giving ourselves excuses
maybe,
to drink.
Maybe it is just an excuse, but it works for me. It makes me feel better about my life decisions.
Yeah, but it does. I mean, it works. So we're going to do this month's book recommendation. While we've been chatting, I've also been looking at my bookshelf, which, circling back to my bookshelf, my fucking over-analytical ass decided until I get my second one to just put all my book series on my first one, and that took up almost the entire bookshelf. Like, I have that many that are just actual just series.
So, oh, wow.
Do with that information what you will. Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to do One by One by Ruth Ware. So this is a... Did I do that already? No, I didn't. So this is a story kind of similar to the sanatorium, where they're in a ski resort, and it's a woman's life going back to an old company that she used to work for, and she's stuck going there. But there's some twists and turns, and along the way, this was actually the book that I told you guys about a few weeks back, where I guessed the ending a few minutes like into reading it, because I'd been like reading so much true crime. So anyone who's a big true crime junkie might figure out the ending within the first few chapters, but it's a really good woven story. So that is going to be this week's book recommendation. What about, are we doing Song of the Week? Yeah, we're doing Song of the Week. Do you know what I did the other day? I'm sorry, this is like, I was re-listening to like all of our first few episodes, and we used to do Pit and Peak. We haven't done that in a really long time.
Oh, we really haven't done that in a long time.
I think we'll bring that back once in a while. Like, I do think we should bring that back. Like, I was listening to him and I was like, oh my God, we used to do Pit and Peak, and like, we were like real serious about it. Like, that was our first ever, like, ooh, we're going to do something and make something.
I did like that.
Like, repetitive for our episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that a lot. But, all right, we'll do the little, do we want to do dramatic piano?
Oh, yeah, do the piano.
Okay. So it's Song of the Week, guys.
Wow, it was like a whole concert.
I know. I really like that. I really do like the dramatic piano. It gives it like a whole layer. You can go first because I actually have to think about this. For
my song this week is going to be from First to Last. And the song is called And We All Have Hell.
Ooh, that's a goodie.
That was Heroin. Probably one of my favorite albums for sure. And that was sorry, off topic, but that song and Waltz More is my shit. But anyway, yeah, that's not my song this week. It's We All Have Hell, but just a fun little side note, that's my favorite album by them.
I don't know what my favorite one. We should do it from first to last episode. I'm going to go with Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm going to do Blue World. I love that song. It's such a good vibe. it really sucks that he didn't get to see all the success that that album had. But yeah, that's going to be mine for him, is Blue World. Because that's a bop. Also, I forgot to tell you this. I thought of you the other day. So, Harold mm-hmm. is dating Olivia Wilde, correct? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was at his concert in Vegas and everyone was like, ooh, and he looked good. You know, he looked real, real good. So then I saw this tweet the other day and it was like, Olivia Munn, who's like a comedian and actress, was trending because she stepped out and she's looking real pregnant, which I hate when people comment on celebrities' bodies. However, everyone was freaking out about her looking like she might be pregnant because she's dating John Mulaney, who just recently divorced his wife out of getting out of rehab.
I was just about to say that. I was about to be like, didn't he just divorce his wife? Because that I did know. Like, I know,
yep.
I know John Mulaney things, but I didn't know that he... What? Who's that girl?
Yep. Olivia, and so Olivia Munn, and someone tweeted, not me thinking Olivia Munn and Olivia Wilde were the same person, but she was pregnant by John Mulaney while dating Harry Styles, and I fucking was dying, because I was like,
no, I get why they're all kind of crazy. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, where does she play? Did she play on something?
She was in X-Men. I hope you're not trying to mix her up with Audrey from Parks and Rec, because don't Audrey Plaza, don't mix them up, because gorgeous.
I don't know who that is.
But yeah, no, she's a comedian too. But yeah, so then everyone was up in arms on the internet saying like how John Mulaney's wife, well, ex-wife, I guess now, deserves better, and how that's on their bingo card that they all love John Mulaney, and now they're like, he might be trash. And like, I was like, holy shit. Ashley this, because I know she loves
John Mulaney. I mean, he's still funny. Like, yeah, his whole, like, he may suck, but like, he's still fucking funny. I don't know where I know her from. Is she on like a TV show? Like, what is she from? Did she play on a law show or something like that? No?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Oh my god, she just looks familiar. Oh, wait, is that where I know her from?
Why don't you look at her IMBD?
I am. It said... hold on. I think I know her from the gaming network. I never watched it. Kevin, like when Kevin and I first started dating, I remember like it was on
Attack of the Show.
Yeah, that. Well, I'm looking at
Attack
it up
of
now.
The Show. Show.
Okay. Okay. I think that's what it's from. I knew she was on like some type of TV show, but I thought it was a law show. Whatever. I'm tripping. So anyway, that's wild.
Yeah, I thought you would like to know that, T. I think you guys have really listened to us bullshit for quite a bit today. We'll be back next week with some more. Write in, let us know what you haven't heard us talk about or what you want to hear us talk about. I think we'll do another true crime episode soon. Maybe we'll do another house edition of stuff that, not house like the TV show, but like house.
I was just about to say, like, the fuck is wrong with house?
Things that we would want to do for house renovations or things that we are planning to do for my house. And in October, we might even do a recorded episode with our faces because we'll be together.
Oh my God, if we could take pics, like up to date, freaking pod pics.
I know. I'll have to see when Kim will be available too. Cause...
So cute.
Yeah. All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening. Like, subscribe, follow, share, write a review, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends, tell your family. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Bye.
Bye.